Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Non mi sono favorito di altri, fino a morire.
We call taxi, and I came in, I opened the door to find, I put him in the taxi, and I closed the door, and I want to go inside, and Killian go out.
You're going to get someone messaging you afterwards saying, why did you mention me?
Hey, fuck them.
She say, "You, I cry because you are here today."
Edo, welcome to another edition of the No Choppers podcast. I'm Stel, he's Roy. I don't know if this is live on Facebook at the moment, because when you schedule a live on Facebook, if you don't go live within a certain time, in fact, if you go live after the scheduled time, you lose it. So if we're not on Facebook, I'm sorry, but we're on YouTube. I feel like shit today. I feel absolutely crap. I haven't shaved as well. I look like shit. How you doing, Roy?
I'm fine, Efile. Actually, I'm in Limassol at the moment, and I'm doing the pod on my phone. I came here last night, so I spent the night in Limassol. I actually went to the Pustole Mechanos club room last night, so we had a really good time. It was fun. It was nice to see the boy there DJing. We had a
was it busy?
Yeah, it's packed, man. It was packed, and I was sitting like a groupie next to him on the DJ box, man.
So COVID doesn't exist in Cyprus anymore either.
In Limassol it never did. I think all the time Limassol is a bit more relaxed when it came to COVID. But yeah, it was nice, we had fun. I enjoyed it. It reminded me of my younger days, man.
Before we talk about the game, tell me about Chris. Was he using vinyl or was he using a USB?
Oh, yeah, USB. There, the DJs nowadays use USB.
Nah. That's haram, mate. That is haram. I'm not having this. Mad years. Shame on you, Christopher. Call yourself a DJ. Anyway, it is what it is. It is what it is. So,
what's wrong with you, Rebo? Restel, what's wrong with you, man?
As far as I've been sick this morning, man, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. Like, honestly,
Is it like a cold thing, or is it something you ate something foul?
No. It wasn't. I've been on a health flex for the past couple of months, man. Believe it or not. I don't know. Maybe I've just come down with something. I didn't even finish watching Eurovision. That's how bad it was, last night. I didn't finish watching Eurovision. I watched the first couple of hours. I feel rank. I'm going to bed.
The Eurovision? What? It's a Eurovision. I don't watch Eurovision, man.
Eurovision was brilliant this year, but Ukraine won for obvious reasons.
Eurovision for me is what is McDonald's to food? Shit, basically.
Oh man, come on! It's entertaining, man. It's entertaining. You see all.
I can't stand to watch it, man. Seriously. I didn't even know what position is Cyprus?
They didn't qualify. They got to the semi-finals, and then the woman that was singing it, she completely fucked it up in the qualifiers the day before. They have semi-finals, and then they have the actual main event, which is the final.
Αν όπως τα προβληματικά του Champions League, ας πούμε.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And she pushes
but you don't go to Conference League or Europa League. You just stay out, yeah?
No, you just stay home. But, no, you know what? Ukraine won it for obvious reasons. For obvious reasons.
Okay.
But Cyprus didn't win it in 74, so, you know. So. You know, man. Unbelievable. And the UK came second. And no one likes the UK. Last year, they got the lowest ever points. And this year, they came second. What the fuck is going on? Oh, man. Anyway.
Mario so Ukraine first in the UK. Take a break from my studies.
He's taking a break from his studies, yeah. So, yeah. Mario, I don't know what you're studying, but good luck there. Good luck. Whatever it is.
Oh, Mario, you're like a mini ski.
Yes.
Mario's in Jaraka, isn't it?
Yeah. Kalimera, gents, so early. Mike is around the corner from you. He lives around the corner from me. Yeah, it is so early, but we have to do these things, Mike. This is what we have to do. When you're in this industry, you've got to do it, especially after a 5-2 win. We haven't even spoken about the game yet. You know, Eurovision, you would rather shit in your hands and clap. Well, I tell you what. Given the way Man United have been playing this season, Mike, you've been doing a lot of shitting in your hands because Eurovision is more entertaining than Man United this season. I'll tell you this for now. I can help. Calimera, Dimitri. So, Roy, let's talk about this game because you know I was dipping in and out of this one. I didn't get the chance to watch all of it. I caught the highlights, the great highlights that. Provided on YouTube. And in all fairness, from what I saw of the game, we were very attack-minded, very on the front foot, you know? And, you know, it goes back to what we've been saying with Lennon's style compared to Berg. Berg was very pragmatic. And at points, we were playing some very, very good football. But with Lennon, it's almost as if The whole aim is to attack from the off. I haven't seen us start a game from a defensive mindset. Even the Anorthosis game, okay, apart from when we were down to 10 men, that's when we changed up our style. But I think since Lennon has come in, every game has been right. Front foot, attack, go for the throat from the off and try and get as many opportunities and as many goals as you can in the opening half. To effectively kill the game off. Now, I don't know whether it's because he's either experimenting or maybe it's the Group B phase and he's like, well, you know what? These aren't important games. So when it comes to next season, when we're playing the ABOELs, Bolon, whatever, that's when we're going to switch it up a little bit. I don't know. What do you think?
First of all, before I say anything about the game, I like to apologize beforehand in case my connection gets interrupted because I'm doing this over my phone. So if someone calls me, I think it's going to be a problem. I don't know. Αν με πιάει κάποιος τηλέφωνο, σαν κάνω το podcast, τούτο δεν θα έχει πρόβλημα. Δώσε το δείγμα μου, πρέπει να χωρίς καμπέρνω. But anyway, ναι. Going back to,
if
the game.
If the phone rings, then you're gonna disappear from the screen. I'm gonna be left on my own, so it's fine.
Okay.
I'll be talking about the Eurovision anyway. Liverpool FA Cup winners. Yeah, that's all you're gonna win, mate. Forget it. Get your FA Cup. Get your League Cup. You ain't winning the league title. I'm telling you this for now. The football gods love Real Madrid when it comes to Champions League. So yeah, save your trip to Paris. Anyway, carry on, Roy. Sorry.
Yeah. So I was also I managed to watch a few minutes. Καλημέρα, Σταύρη μου, Λεβέντη μου. Watch a few minutes before I started driving to Limassol. Then I watched the highlights as well. But you know the score line and by watching the highlights, καλημέρα, Παρασκευά μου. Says that, you know, we were obviously went there with a mindset to attack. And with Lennon on the bench, that's the main characteristic we have as a team, the high press, the versatility in the way we attack. We've got a lot more variety, whether that be on the left with Lovera, on the right with Loizo, through the middle with Fodi, Mix and Bash have helped us to be a bit more direct rather than just play the ball parallel and back. Okay, in comparison to Berg, I think at the end of the day, I don't know the word in English, but νομίζω αδικήσαμε τους εαυτούς μας, because when we started the season, we thought that we had the best squad and we were favorites to defend our title. And during the season, we reached to a point where we were doubting some of these players. And now with Lennon on the bench, it seems like the reminder us of the players we saw last year and are the ones who won the title. And τούτο έτσι ένα γενικό σχόλιο. Ότι with Lennon, and it's something we've mentioned on the last pod, I think with Lennon on the bench, everyone has improved, whether that be by a little or more. And scoring 5 goals, I don't think we ever scored 5 goals with Berg on the bench, and we scored 4 and 4 again, I think. So generally, and yes, granted, you said that it might be the group B phase now, and you're playing without any pressure for the results, and it doesn't make much of a difference, and it might be experimenting, but even the games in the cup, we had the sort of same aggressive mentality, the high press again. So I think it's more of a style he wants to implement, and it's something that the fans like. But at the same time, you have to have a plan B, I think. And because I don't think you can go to Europe playing like that, you know, or some derbies, because if the opponents read your game in the similar manner that you win some games easily, you might lose some, and then you're going to be wondering what's going on. So yeah, even like if I have to say something bad about the game, is that you conceded 2 goals from a team that's got relegated, and that's something we have to be careful, because we've got a more of aggressive defense.
But the first one was a penalty, and the second one, yeah, no goalkeeper saving it. So I can't be too harsh on them, to be fair.
Yeah, okay. For example, the second minute, I don't know if you watched it, when Varela dribbled 2-3 players, that was poor defending. Fabi saved it. And then we had the other one with Babic as well, and he went 1-on-1 with Pana, and he dribbled Pana quite easily, and then he had the shot, and again, Fabi saved it. So, yeah, sometimes you have to be very careful when you're playing this style of football, so you won't be leaving spaces in the back, or other teams are going to be hitting you on the counter. What's up? Last season.
Andrew's in the United States and he's watching live, man. Jesus. Do you ever sleep, man? Does he ever sleep? Do you know what? I've lost my do you know what? We can't. Okay, first of all, what I like to say, Shepherd's goal, that's improvisation. I don't know how he managed to do that, really. But that was a fantastic goal. But we obviously have to talk about Loizu again. Obviously, because this kid got his first hat trick at senior level, and I this morning I was thinking about his goals and how his game has changed in the past few months, and the comparisons from the beginning of the season when his confidence was rock bottom to now, and I found some clips. I'm going to show the goals afterwards. Obviously, I didn't have the time to save all the goals and compress them all into one, so I'm going to bring up the highlights from YouTube. But I've got this. Where is it? I'm trying to find it now. Right. Okay, so.
Yes, I got mine a clip.
Oh, for the love of God. 1 minute. Let's see. Right, okay. So this is Loizu at his least of confident, right? And what you see there, right? This is against Anthony Goz back in November. Can you see him at the bottom of the screen?
Yeah.
In the middle, actually. He's in the middle. Now, he's not busting a gut to get in the box. He's not, I wouldn't say he's not interested, but maybe he was told not to make these runs. I don't know. Right now, he's in this phase of play. He's right at the bottom of the screen when he's playing right wing. Shehu is further up. You know, look at where he is now. Dele Bugado, man, he's not in the box. He's nowhere near. So this is what I'm saying about the lack of confidence in the lad and how, and this is against Anorthosis when we lost 1-0. You can't see him right now, but he's at the top of the screen on the touchline there. He's at the top of the screen. You know where the score line is? He's underneath. Yeah. He's actually on the touchline. Further ahead of him is Jan, Mix, Zaharil, and Shepa. So again, these are different passages of play where he's nowhere near the penalty box. You know, and again, this could be because of the team instructions. I don't know. But even still, when the ball breaks out of the box, where is he? He's not even in the picture there. Do you know what I mean? Look at this one. Yeah. Again, he's not even making a burst in the box. The ball's played into the box. Shepa and Iai are in the box. But Loizu is on the far right-hand side. He's near Vardar. Yeah. Vale, this goes back to confidence and team instructions. You know? These are little things that have changed in his game. This is another incident. This is the one that gets me, right? In this pick, in this one, he's, you know where it says Angora Bank? He's at the top of the screen there. Yeah? Foddy's got the ball. And you know when Foddy gets the ball back to goal, twists, turn a pace, boom, he's gone, right? Look at this passage of play. Yeah, he's at the top of the screen. Iai is in front of Foddy. Look at this. Foddy's making a run. Iai's making a run. Shepard's making a run. Where's Loizu? Where is he? Not there. Vale. So again, more passages of play. This one, Loizu was the one that actually played the ball forward first. He was the one that actually played the ball on the edge of the box to Shepard. But he's not making any runs in the box. He's just... And this is what I'm saying about...
Sat down and found those clips just to make that point for Loizu.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Man, bravo.
Because this is important in terms of the way that we've been playing and the way that we're now playing, right? I'm going to get up the... Forgive me for bringing up the YouTube clip, the whole YouTube thing. So I'm going to be going back and forth, right? But this is the difference between him then and him now. Come on, don't piss me about now. Right, you can see, obviously, my screen now, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you see? Right, okay. So this is the first opportunity I think we had when Foddy put the ball wide, if I'm not mistaken, right? So the ball's played through. It's now squared to Foddy. Look at Loizu. Can you see my mouse?
Yeah.
Can you see the mouse on there? Yeah, you can see it, right? This is Loizu here, right?
Yeah.
What he's going to do now, he's going to show for the ball. Just wait this. Yeah, he's showing for the ball. Straight away, you could tell that's the difference between the previous clips I showed you to this one. You know, he's showing more interest. He's getting in central positions. Great, no problem. Where's this one? Hang about. What's the next one? In fact, let me find his goals instead. It's probably better to get his goals, right? These are the penalty, blah, 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 whatever. Come on, get on with it. Ah, right, okay. So this is the goal itself, right? So I should have chopped the clips. Right, so Shepard's showing for the ball now at the bottom. And Loizu is right next to him. So it's almost as if the kid has gone from playing right wing to constantly staying more central. Because when you've got one up front, i.e. Shepa, against two central defenders, you need that extra support. Foddy has obviously dropped deep because he's playing as a Degari, right? So the onus is on Loizu to tuck in from a wide position to effectively make a second centre forward. And this works so bloody well because Shepa's showing for the ball. Foddy's played the beautiful ball into Shepa. Look at Loizu. He's in between the two central defenders. And what he's going to do, he's going to get a run on the bottom defender down here. Watch this. Here we go. gets a run on him, blindsides him, header. Beautiful goal. And I think he takes it in the balls as well. Yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
At least they're still working. I hope they're still working anyway, right? This is his second goal.
That was an amazing finish.
Yeah, and this is from Lovera, by the way. This is from Lovera. Because Lovera makes it. You don't see it in the original, right? But if you look at this one, Loizu is on the defender's shoulder. He's blindsiding the defender again because the defender is looking at the ball, but he also knows that Loizu is behind him. But the defender's in a predicament here because the nearest man, which is behind Lovera, has got no chance of getting the ball. So does the defender go to Lovera or does he go to Loizu? Well, what Loizu does very, very well is that he peels off a bit more, a couple yards, and he spins off. Here we go. Look at this one. There you go. Peels off. Edo, back of the net. Game over. Right? And this is what I'm talking about, the movement. And talking about the urgency and talking about the confidence. Because if you didn't have the confidence, you
wouldn't be doing that.
Bravo. Exactly. And the finish as well. You know, all right. Yeah. My main gripe about Loizu, and again, this is just me being anal, he doesn't use his right foot enough. He doesn't use it enough. But whatever. Anyway, it is what it is. And as for the third, the hat trick, right? This one is my favorite. Because what happens is, oh, this is Foddy's goal, by the way. I'm not going to show that one. Sorry. Right? What happens is, if you look when the ball is laid... I got it still. Tidna. Right. Loizu is walking back. Right? So, obviously, he doesn't know where the ball's going to go, whatever. But the moment we win it back, can you see? He just stops. He's like, okay. Now I know. He's alert. Look alive. Yeah? Kiko is ready to make the run from the bottom. Yeah? Here we go. And the moment the ball's played through, Loizu has made a run inside. So he knows that there's a chance that the ball's going to come across the face of the goal, that it could go across the six-yard box. It could go outwards, or it might go in the sweet spot. And look, here we are. Kiko plays the ball. And that's a beautiful ball, by the way, because if you look, there's one, two, three defenders and a fourth one there possibly to cut it out. Shepard's there. But Loizu straight away is anticipating the ball possibly coming out towards the penalty spot. Here we go. Defender doesn't see him, bang, back of the net. And this is what I keep saying, like, in terms of the positioning, in terms of the awareness, in terms of moving at the right time, in the right places. That one was brilliant. For me, that was my favourite goal. Because he's walking backwards, he's noticed that we've won back possession, he's looked alive, he's not pissing about, and he's anticipated that the ball possibly is going to go outwards. And he's seen that the defender, the fullback, is ball-watching. And he thought, fuck it, I'm going to go for this. I'm going to gamble, and that's what he does. There we go. Bang. Sorry for boring you with that fucking...
Oh, it's interesting. It's interesting.
But do you see the difference between those clips I showed you before in terms of his lack of urgency and lack of determination to get into the box to now? And obviously, back then, we were saying the lad is going through a slump and there's some issues going on. But, you know, he's turned it around. And as Lennon said last week, leave him alone and you'll see the best out of him. And do you know what? You know, you can't. it's a hat trick that he will never forget.
Yeah, it's his first one, yeah. First of his career. Εγώ αλήθεια ότι δεν ήθελα να ξαναμιλήσω για τον Λοίζο σήμερα. Αλλά, ναι, his hat trick sort of makes us talk about him. And yeah, you very rightly put up those clips to show the difference from back in the day. And the thing is that the things you showed have nothing to do with Berg being on the bench because those are mistakes that he made. So it's not as if the manager told him, oh, you should stay there and not move into the gaps of space. Yeah. So I find it a bit difficult to believe that, you know, a different manager would have asked those things. So those are mistakes. That's why I mentioned also the physical condition, the psychology, the maybe even the understanding of the game differently, you know, because he is a changed player and it's not just he's a talent to dribble players. It's these things that you showed now. That make him become a more complete player, knowing πού να πάει, πού να κινηθεί, πώς να έρθει, being a team player, yeah. helping in previous games, helping the whole team with his defensive concentration, his tactical understanding. And these are things that, you know, he doesn't need to be as flashy and impressive with his dribbling, as long as he understands the game from a different perspective. This is what's more important for Loizos at the moment.
I agree. I agree. And another thing I will say, if I can get this on the screen, if I can. Let's see. Right. Can you guys see? Oh, it's not going to let me bring it up. Well, there's a moment in the game, and you see, you notice patterns of play, and I don't know if I can bring it up on the screen again, Philip. Let me find that slide. Honestly, I'm so underprepared this morning. This is what happens to me when I'm ill. Here we go. Right, let me bring up on the screen your laptop, boys and girls, before I bore you with this. It's the last time, I promise. Shit. Right, okay. Can you see the screen now, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, okay. What do you see here?
The truth is the because I'm doing this from my phone and it's quite small, I can't really see much.
I'll do an easy one, right? So we have Kiko, Bash, Mix, and Sati, right?
Yeah.
Four across the midfield. Yeah. Two of them are fullbacks. Yeah. Then we have Lovera, Fodi, Shepa, and Loizu. Four across the front. So what you're going to notice more and more, when we're getting forward, we're not playing 4-2-3-1. It's 2-4-4.
No.
That is effectively what... And we've been doing this quite regularly for the past 3-4 weeks, I'd say, probably since the Olympiacos game, when we've been getting forward, the fullbacks, while the fullbacks have been in support of the strikers, because we saw Jan in the centre forward position against Anorthosis, we're seeing more and more, I'd say a more attack-minded, aggressive form of getting the ball forward. Do you know what I mean? It's not direct, but it's more like, right, Let's get the fullbacks in support. Let's get the central midfielders further up the pitch and squeeze the opponents in. The other thing I did notice yesterday a lot was the funny thing is it's quite ironic because when I did the bike review when we lost 1-0 when I was in Cyprus in October, right, I was getting so angry and Pierre, hopefully he's still watching. We had this Govenda very briefly. I was like, pass a move when you get the ball. Don't hold on to it for too long. Pass, move. Because that way, by moving, you're creating space for your teammates. And we weren't doing that at all against Bayek. We get the ball, hold on to it, play backwards, play sideways, play across the back four, no movement, no nothing. It was stale.
Again, it goes back for me. I agree. Sorry, and sorry to interrupt you there, but to do that touch and move, this is football. Football should be simple, but to do that, you have to have a good physical condition. And another reason that this team failed to reach the targets this season, I think, obviously, σίγουρα, in Balabanda, γίνεται πιο γλυόρα από τον πιο δύο, αλλά you have to have a good physical condition. If you want to pass the ball and move, you have to have a good physical condition as a team. Because if one or two players just do it, then and the others don't follow, you can't do that. So we were playing in a more safe way. You know, when you play parallela, ipiso, e conda, that's it's a sign of low physical condition for me. Because it's okay to do it if you want to hold the ball, you want to hold possession, you want to slow the tempo down. If you're winning, for example, and there's 15, 20 minutes remaining and you want to, you know, piss off the opponents and slow it down. And that was what Jordi was very good at doing, you know, because he could control the game in that sense. But, you know, now it is more aggressive. It is more compact. It is more obviously there's the ability of changing the team from the Prodathlima to the Gibello also gave a bit of rest to some of these players as well. They probably must have worked on their physical condition as well, like had a mini sort of pre-season. Mm-hmm. It's the same players. This is what's strange. It's the same players, and they've changed so much to an extent that you're thinking, what if or why or what was so wrong?
Well, this is it. At the beginning of the season, we saw the head of strength and conditioning going to Upwell, right, for whatever reason. And then we brought in a new guy from Offi, and players were dropping like flies. And then he disappeared. We had problems with energy. We had problems with stamina. We had problems with a lot of things. Lennon's come in. I haven't heard of anyone new coming into the club, unless there's something that I've missed. So what is the difference? I don't know. I don't know.
The only thing I can, I don't also know, but I'm guessing is that maybe because I find what you were saying funny, because when I took my English class for the first time I asked, and then they found it was first it's what I said earlier. Or the, you know, sometimes when you have had the same strength and conditioning coach for 2-3 years, and then you bring in someone new, always it's going to be difficult or different, you know, and it's going to take some time for his methods to show their results. Now, I repeat, I don't know whether it is the fact that when we were with Lennon on the bench, we had the luxury and the ability to bench some players and use others. Maybe because of the when the national team, when we had the national break, maybe he sort of made a pre sort of season, a mini preseason. Maybe even Lennon spoke to the existing coach and said, you know, I want you to add this, this, and that in their methods. Maybe he worked on other things as well. So I don't know what it is, but it's very obvious and it's blatant that we are not, the energy levels of this team are very different, both as a team and as a unit and individually. Ας πούμε πριν, εθώρες το, ο μόνος που νιώθες ότι μπορούσε να βγάλει ο παιχνίδι να ήταν ο Γιάν, ας πούμε. Even other players who had the legs and the lungs and the condition, δεν μπορούσαν να βγάλουν 90 λεπτά. Ενώ τώρα φορείς το, ας πούμε, the difference is immense, and I don't know what it is, but I'm guessing it's this. Temu, if you know about that, it's been a lot of that. Because I'm not sure that I'm going to come here. No, your program, it's a chrono. And then, don't be a part of the golden to Prama, not the tennis chrono, a man free and ask a laxist on drone, a gymnasis, and jump on life color, tell you, you know, on the front. Anyway,
I know more than a few players in the club, and I can see they're going to training happy and excited to work under Lennon. Do you know what the thing is, right? I think we saw when we won the title how Berg was very, very close to the players. You know, I'll never forget, you know, the interviews at full time after Ajax with Johnny's and all the other players, and then with Michael in the background with his, you know, torn around his waist shouting at someone for, I don't know why, Michael being Michael, you know, Berg walking by and nudging Johnny's and having a laugh with the players. So obviously Berg had an understanding with the players. He had a good relationship with the players, but for whatever reason, it just didn't work out this season. There must have been a lot of things. As I said ages ago, there's a lot of factors that contributed to this really bad league campaign this season, right? And Lennon's come in Lennon is a, look, I don't know him personally, but from what I've been told about him, he's a nice guy. He gets on with the players. He's very motivational. He's always been like that, even as a player at Leicester, even as a player at Celtic. He was a leader, right? But he knew how to joke with the players, but he also knew to find the balance. I don't think he's a similar character to Berg. I think that maybe he just turns it up maybe 20, 30% more in terms of the whole, you know, energy, the energy-wise. You get what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm not into the same character, but I think there are elements that are different to Lennon that make him a bit more endearing to the players. Or maybe he makes it more fun. I don't know. Okay? But then again, don't forget, you had Sokolovsky as well there. Was Sokolovsky a bit more... I don't know, what's the word? Nah. I don't know. Gary Parker's there. I remember Gary Parker as a player, right? And he was no nonsense, but he was one of the boys as well. So maybe it's a British thing as well, there, right? Don't forget, like the British culture. Yeah, do you know what I mean? The British culture is different to the Norwegian and the Polish culture. Do you get what I'm saying? There's more. The ladder's involved, there's more fun. But then again, when it comes down to it, there's that serious side. So again, it could be a cultural thing. And listen, I hate to bring this back to me, but if you look at the videos that I do on social media, not so much TikTok anymore because it's upset a lot of people. But, you know, I know a lot of the younger generation of Ubre, they enjoy those videos because I've used a lot of stupidness, right? And I think maybe the players, the same with the players, enjoy the videos because of the ladders that I do. So maybe with Lennon and Parker, they get involved and they have fun with the players and they make it more of an enjoyable atmosphere. I'm just guessing. And as Mario said, it could be a honeymoon period. It could be, you know. So when it comes down to when the big games, when up well around the corner, is the attitude going to be different? Possibly. But I think there's going to be more focus in these games. I don't know.
Yeah, it's always the results play a the most important role, especially for the fans, you know, because you don't know. In the training ground, I also heard some stories about the methods Lennon uses, and it is more fun and it is more British in that sense. The atmosphere is different, but yeah, okay, I don't want it to always be a comparison between, you know, Berg and because there's make no mistake about it. When Berg left, I also know of a lot of players who were really, really sad to see Berg go. And you could see the personal messages on Instagram and social media.
We were sad, man. All of us were. Okay. No, sorry, tell a lie. Most of us were. I know there are some on the others. Certain people, especially that watch the show, friends of ours, that wanted him out from a long time ago. But anyway, listen, it is what it is.
Ναι, ρε, τώρα εντάξει, τούτο η σύγκριση, there's obviously some, there's a difference. There is a difference, and you can see it. And yes, granted, what we're saying now can change if we lose in the cup final. And then next season we have a couple of bad results, and then, you know, things are gonna and not luck from general are gonna la pramada. This is and don't prama. Che, yeah, lift can you or Lennon Green a day? Yeah, didn't you know? Didn't do να μπορέσει να πιάσει το κύπελλο τώρα, ας πούμε. Για τα άλλα ούλα είναι απλά πειράματα που κάνουμε μπρος στο παρόν. Και να δείξει ο καλοκαίρι και οι μεταγραφές και το στυλ των παιχτών που να φέρει και πόσο εύκολα να προσαρμοστούν. Πολλά τα πράγματα, ρε παιδιά. Απλά εμείς σαπότ νομίζω που προσπαθούμε να περάσουμε από την αρχή είναι ότι πρέπει να έχουμε ισορροπία στις αντιδράσεις μας. Πράγματι, τι έφερε, είναι μόνο το αποτέλεσμα. Πώς το δεχτήκαν οι παίχτες, τι γίνεται στα αποδητήρια, τι γίνεται στο προπονητικό κέντρο, πώς ευελτιωθήκαν κάποιοι παίχτες να ζήνουν, τι στυλ θέλει να παίξει, πόσον καιρό θέλει να το κάνουν το πράγμα, πόσον είμαστε εμείς διαθετημένοι να περιμένουμε για το πράγμα. Πρέπει να γίνουμε και εμείς λίγο πιο σαν οπαδοί να αλλάξουμε λίγο την νοοτροπία μας. Anyway, we've been, νομίζω μιλήσαμε παραπάνω για άλλα πράγματα εκτός από παιχνίδι. Αν έχει τίποτα άλλα νήματα που...
No, there's no other messages to really put up. There's a couple of things I want to mention very quickly. First of all, Shepa, his performance yesterday was fantastic. Obviously, the support from Loizu helped out, don't get me wrong, but his assist for Foddy's goal, that showed composure, that showed intelligence. I think his all-round play was brilliant. Lovera was very, very good first hour, and then they put him in the number 10 position, and it's almost as if like he got lost. And Shehu at centre back. Were you surprised to see that? I mean, in all fairness, when I saw the lineup, I actually thought Sati would go in at centre back. But okay, in fact, even I thought Mix might play centre back with Shehu in the centre midfield. What do you think of Shehu centre back?
I think Shehu is a centre back is a result of experimenting because. Juste was out because he got sent off. Lang and Hubo also were out because they had some minor injuries.
Well, Hubo had the stomach bug the night before.
Yeah, bug. Yeah, for that the whole next box over here or there. So basically, we
what I've got.
Yeah.
Everyone's been mudding, man. All these times I've been cussing him the whole season, he felt ill and he's like, that cunt still, right? Give me the same shit. Okay, cheers, Hubo.
Okay, it's a part of the experimenting Ewonomizo. Obviously, I don't think it's something we will do or we will see more of if Shehu stays with us the next year or years. I don't know if maybe he didn't want to use Evangelou as an option. I think also was Kayafas on the bench as well.
We had 7 academy players on the bench, man. 7.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Something.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know what to say. If it was, you know, due to lack of other options, or anyway, there's the final remaining, and the game with Olympiacos on Friday. If there's more to it, I don't think so. But you know, if you just isolate the game yesterday as a performance. It wasn't bad, but you know, you were playing against the relegated team. You beat them 5-2. As I mentioned, okay, I did see some bad defending on a couple of occasions, but I don't know what to say. I don't really have. And I hope Nyanet see the strong opinion about, you know, what happened yesterday and how Shehu played the position and. As I mentioned, if Shehu does stay with us for the next years, I think one of the positions that he can play well is as a defensive midfielder, and I'd like to see him play more there. Αλλά τώρα σαν κεντρικός αμυντικός, it's interesting, but you know, I don't know. You can't really judge from the game yesterday. I don't know. Do you have an idea?
No. For once, I don't. But hey, listen, the fact is we got a good win. It was a good performance overall. All right, people say we conceded 2 goals, but all right, look, we played against a team that is down. They're not going to be here next season. They're giving it their all. And don't forget, there's a lot of those players that are probably playing for their future or playing for moves to other clubs. So they're going to step up a bit. I think the fact that we had a makeshift central defensive, or the, should I say defensive system, because obviously we've never played that 4 combination before, have we? Do you know what I mean? So, again, makeshift back line. So, yeah, mistakes are going to be made. But, you know, even when Bike drew level, I didn't have any worries. I thought that we were brilliant going forward. We were always going to cause some problems. So, yeah, look, we've got Olympiacos next Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
Remember, it was on the Friday. I don't know what time kickoff is, but I'm probably going to be working, to be fair, because you guys are 2 hours ahead. And then obviously the final one went the following Wednesday. So I'm pretty sure we're going to play a similar team against Olympiacos. But one more thing, Roy, people talking about Matas. I don't know what has happened. Like, people getting in a huff about Matas or something. I know Lennon said that the guy had a little bit of a niggle, like nothing serious.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? People saying, well, what's happening to Matas? What's happened to him?
I don't know if it was a knock on training or something like that. It doesn't seem like something really important.
What's the panic then? Why are people panicking?
Is there other people panicking or just asking? Because
Chris obviously isn't on the show, but in our WhatsApp group, he goes, well, let me find it. Anyone know what's up with Matas?
No, I don't know. Αφού είπαμε, εγώ ανησυχώ λίγο για το Γιάν. Γιάν, I hope he manages to be fit for the final.
I'm sure it will be. What happened to him?
Μα τους γίνος, εσύ, δεν ξέρω ακριβώς να μου είναι, αλλά έχει έναν τραυματισμό που λαλούσε είναι ότι να κάνει αγώνα δρόμου να προλάβει τον τελικό. So hopefully, he will be ready for the cup final.
I wouldn't worry about it. See, it's come to a stage now where, obviously there isn't much to play for in the league. Whenever a player isn't going to be included in the squad, people are going to want to know why. The media are going to make a big fuss about it because, as we say time and time again, regardless of how well or how badly Omonia are doing, we're the club that gets clicks. We're the one that sells papers. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the press in Cyprus, they're worse than the British. Because the British will take things out of context completely, but the Cypriot press will just eat at everything, And hey, listen, that's the culture. That's the culture. That's the way that it is. So yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about Jan. If it was serious, then we'd all know about it anyway. So yeah, it is what it is. And listen, we just need to take a game at a time, and. Olympiacos is going to be difficult. I just hope that we come away with no injuries in that one. And in all fairness, I'd like to see the majority of those players from the academy playing that game. Play a lot of the U19s that won the title. Play a lot of them. Why not? Give them that opportunity. Give them that taste of first team action. Let Gayafa play. Let Evangelou play. Let Laos play. Let, Spiridagi play. And congratulations there, Jimmy. Pistolero on his award.
Pistolero, Jimmy. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, that kid, and I'm not trying to put too much expectancy on him or any pressure, but from what I've seen of him at under 19 level, he's going to be dangerous. He's going to be dangerous. So yeah.
Man. Yeah, I was wondering why he didn't get any opportunities this season with the first team, because especially with a. With the inability or the disappointing season that the strikers had, he could have had some opportunities, especially in the second phase that we're playing, the group now we're playing now. I thought that he could have had some chances to play. But anyway, Lennon knows better. There must be reasons for that. We will see. They're young. Anyway, you can't have everyone play, you have to gradually start giving time to these players, and it was a good opportunity for them to play now. But anyway, just so we can wrap it up, because we've been going just under 50 minutes. The game against Olympiacos will be the last one of a disappointing season in our league campaign. Whether that will be να κανονίσουμε με φάση Μαρία μου.
Carry on, sorry. I had to put that one up because I wanted to see your reaction.
Okay.
Because we haven't even spoken about the ticket prices and all that kind of stuff, but we're not going to go into that because of
ναι, έπρεπε να το κάνουμε πιο γλυόρα, επειδή τώρα να το ξεκινήσουμε να πάμε ανά μισή ώρα και δεν έχω χρόνο.
Yeah, exactly.
Ναι, το τελευταίο παιχνίδι τη σεζόν εναντίον του Ολυμπιακού. Δεν ξέρω αν θα προτιμήσει ο Μπέρκ να απλά να δώσει ο Μπέρκ λαλό. Ο Λένο να ξεκουράσει. να ξεκουράσει την ομάδα. Ναι. να βάλει στον τελικό. Κοντεύει η μέρα του τελικού. Και είμαστε όλοι συγκεντρωμένοι, όλοι πελατσιασμένοι και ξέρεις, δεν έχει κανέναν που είδα ή που μίλησα που να σκέφτεται ότι να χαθεί τόσο τίτλος. Και ελπίζω να το αποδείξουμε και μέσα στο γήπεδο και να σηκώσουμε την κούπα που τη χρειαζόμαστε τόσο πολλά και να τελειώσει μια χρόνια έτσι θετικά και με χαρά και ικανοποίηση. Αυτά που μένα, πάμε σιλάκα μου.
Let's go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.